Are you listening? Are you really listening? Hello, everybody. I'm Elizabeth Dyer, the Christ Confidence Coach. And today, we're going to talk about listening. And I mean really listening. How many times have you been in a conversation and you didn't feel heard? It's like the other person just completely didn't understand what you were saying. Or how many times have you been the person that didn't understand? You know, in a work situation, we can find that you're giving instructions to an employee and they think they're doing the right thing and they do something completely opposite of what you wanted. Or perhaps you're the employee and you really thought you understood and then you find out, wait a minute, I've done this project all wrong. Or what about in a marriage where you're talking to your spouse and you're talking about one particular topic and they're hearing something really different? Maybe even leads to an argument. I mean, as human beings, I think one of the skills we have the least of and need absolutely more than anything else is the skill to listen, truly listen. To understand, we have to listen for understanding. But most of the time, society's taught us to listen in order to respond. But that's not always the best option. We've got to listen, make sure we understand someone's motives, their true meaning, and then go from there in a conversation. As Dr. John Delaney had said, is we think in pictures, but we speak in words, and our words don't always match the picture in our head. You can think of, you want to go on a date with your spouse. And if one partner is thinking a date is a romantic evening in a quiet restaurant, dressing up, and the other person's thinking a date is out on the creek bank and I want to go fishing and I just want to spend some time outdoors around a campfire, you're speaking the same words as a date, but the picture of what that means is very different for each of you. And so it's important that we communicate to the point of understanding and we listen to the point of understanding. And listening and understanding someone else is key for every single relationship. Friendships, parent-child relationships, work relationships, even people you don't like. Maybe you don't like somebody because you misunderstood something they meant. Like, how many times has misunderstanding led to something negative? Probably more times than you can count. But I'm here today to talk about listening beyond just to other people. I'm talking about listening to God. Somebody actually was telling me that you can't hear God. God doesn't speak to you. Well, I'm here to tell you God doesn't speak to me. God speaks to everyone. The question is whether or not you're listening. Because I know when I became a Christian, I didn't automatically recognize God's voice. Do you? Have you gained that ability? Or are you still out here thinking that God is somewhere far, far away and has nothing to do with little old me? I was listening to another podcast and the gentleman has actually wrote a book and has a large following saying that God doesn't speak to anybody. What he said in the Bible and that's it. And yet he's turning around in the same podcast talking about God telling him to pray for a missionary through the Holy Spirit. Well, that is God talking to him. So if you're trying to figure out if it's God, here's just a few tips. First, God will never contradict himself. What he said goes for everyone in the Bible will also go for you. God is not going to tell you to go out there and kill somebody. He is not going to tell you to go out there and destroy someone else's life. He's not going to go out there and tell you to steal something. That is not from God. It is Satan that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. God's going to bring you to a place of harmony, a place of peace, a place of love. And sometimes God will let you be tested, just like he allowed Job to be tested in the Bible. You read the book of Job and oh my, it's one of the hardest books for me to read. But Job was tested. God allowed him to be tested. And Job, well, he passed the test. And you're being tested too, and I'm being tested too. And I can say sometimes I've gotten an A+, and sometimes I've gotten a big fat F. How about you? Has there been times in your life when you've been tested and you failed that test? Those are the times we're never proud of. You know, people are the only animals that really feel shame. You know, you might scold your dog and they might hide, but they're not necessarily ashamed of what they've done. People feel shame. And we feel shame for so many different things. But the things that are really shameful, the first shame we see in the Bible is Adam and Eve hiding from God in the garden because they're ashamed. They went against what God had just told them to do. They ate a fruit, the only fruit. Can you imagine living at a time where there was only one commandment, one thing to remember, don't eat that fruit, and yet you go off and do it? I can say that you and I would not do any better than they did. Adam and Eve did not understand evil at that point. They knew God, and then they questioned God. Because the serpent said, did God really say? Because God was speaking to people in the very beginning. God's always been speaking to people. In the Old Testament, we can see over 30 times, God said. We hear God speaking through Moses. We hear God speaking through David. We hear God speaking through prophets. Because God brought His Spirit only on certain people in the Old Testament. And then in the New Testament, we find God speaking through Jesus. In human form, He's speaking to us all the time. And speaking to us to scold us? No, to teach us. To continually teach us to do better. Turn away from your sin. Repeat. Look back to God. Get your focus back on things that are eternal. And keep your focus there. That's what He's continually directing us to do. And then after the Pentecost, all those that are saved get the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is continually speaking to you. But the Holy Spirit's not all that's going to be speaking to you. You're going to have other people out here, your friends, your family, people you trust, people you don't trust. But you're going to hear all those different voices, and then you've got Satan and all of his demons trying to whisper things so many times. You've really got to ask for discernment to know the difference between the angel sitting on your shoulder and the devil on the other. Remember those cartoons? It's really fairly accurate. Holy Spirit continually nudging you to do what God wants you to do, and Satan doing anything to come between you. I was watching a show recently, and it was very interesting because it said that Satan's not against morality. Satan's against Christ. And so anything he can do, big or small, to put a wedge between you and that relationship is his goal. So, you've got to know you're listening to God. And I'm here to tell you, God's talking to you. God's nudging you. If you've not been saved, then that nudge is you being called into the kingdom. And God not wanting to condemn you, in fact, but save you from condemnation and convicting you of the sins that He wants you to turn away from so you can turn to Him and have Him as your Savior. That's right, God's the only one that can condemn, and God doesn't want to condemn anyone. And He died for the worst of the worst, not just the best of the best. So my friends, today I pray, if you do not know how to hear God, then we will pray for you to gain discernment. And if you don't know God, we will pray for you to know Him as your personal Savior. Thank you for listening to me today, and I pray that you learn to listen to God. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come before You, Your humble servants, Lord, and we just pray that anyone hearing this that does not know Your voice, Lord, that they start to hear Your voice and know what You are nudging them to do, Lord, when You are directing them to do good. when you're directing them to do things that may seem like suffering for them, but to be a blessing to someone else. Lord, and if they do not know you as their personal Savior, Lord, we just call them into the kingdom now. Lord, we just pray your blessings upon them. May they hear your voice. May they hear your call. And may they answer. Lord, we thank you for all that you are. May all the glory and praise go to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, my friends, God's speaking to you. Make sure you're listening.